This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's the final hour in this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Former Alabama quarterback, won a national title there. Greg McElroy will join us coming up. Some great football. By the way, don't sleep on tomorrow night. Pac-12, it's Oregon-Washington from Las Vegas. Tomorrow night, Friday night, and Oregon is a big favorite in that game. Cowboys favored by 8.5 tonight, and over under is 47. Since joining the NFC in 2002, Seattle was 7-6 against Dallas in regular season play. One of two NFC teams since the merger with a winning record against Dallas. The other team is the Vikings at 12-11.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Okay, I know that Dak Prescott has been mentioned for MVP, and he has played well, but if you want to mention Dak Prescott as an MVP candidate, let's wait a month, because he goes through these games. Now, after Seattle, I don't know in which order. He has the Eagles, Bills, Dolphins, and who's the last one?
Lions.
Okay, if he has, let's say they're 3-1 going through this gauntlet, or 4-0. Dak Prescott should be your leading candidate for MVP. But those are four really difficult games. He has great numbers against bad teams. That doesn't mean he's not the MVP, but it feels like Jalen Hurts has done more with his team facing a better schedule, better competition. This is right there for Dak Prescott. This is a golden opportunity. You're going to be playing in must-see games. Going to be standalone games, and you're going to be playing great competition. And if you beat the Eagles, now all of a sudden you got people's attention. We keep waiting for Dallas is really about January. It's not about during the regular season. We've seen them go 13-3. This is about a big game. And look at what they've done the last 2 years and how they bowed out of the playoffs in dramatic fashion. It comes down, there's certain teams where you go, let's see what you do in January. And the Cowboys are one of those teams. Yes, Marv.
As a country, are we all rooting for the Cowboys to get to the NFC Championship game and lose? Because people will be ready to buy tickets to go to Las Vegas for Super Bowl week. I'm rooting for that. Well, at least get to the NFC Championship game just to have it come crashing down.
No, you want them to go to the Super Bowl.
I don't want them.
No, but if they go to the Super Bowl and then they lose, you know, it's even more painful if that's what you're rooting for.
I don't even want to get to the, even have a chance.
Okay.
Like, they're so close. Everyone's got their Cowboys jerseys on Cowboys Nation, and then they just lose to the Lions in an NFC Championship game.
Where'd this hatred with the Cowboys come from?
I don't know if it's hatred, but
it feels
it's
like
funny.
That.
I thought we were here to laugh. I'm here to laugh.
Oh, you were being funny.
Yeah. If you put an ad in the paper, you know, Marvin's a non-smoker that loves to laugh. I'm here. Come on.
That's your profile?
Yeah. Like those ads, you know, like men seeking women, you know.
Did anybody ever take out an ad? Did anybody ever create a profile? I think we're too old to have created a profile.
On a dating site?
Yes. What would we say? What would you say, Todd, if you were going to create a profile on Tinder?
Love to make people laugh. Enjoy the great outdoors.
But you don't enjoy
the great outdoors. But I stay inside the majority of the time. I guess, to be honest, I'd say love pizza and candy bars and make
love long
laugh.
Walks around my block.
Yes.
I love a long walk down my driveway and back.
Weekends right. At home watching Dateline, chain restaurants.
And local weather reports.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Rachel Frank, Fox 61 Connecticut, shout out.
Yeah. Todd.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up.
God, you love local news. I don't know if you love local news people.
That's fair.
Right?
Not the actual information.
No. I don't even think he listens.
I'm not interested in the report. Someone stole mail in West Hartford in someone's mailbox. That doesn't do anything for me.
But, man, do we love our local weatherman. We somehow we have all this information on our phone, but when you're watching the local weather, you trust that guy. I trust Brad. You know, he would never steer me wrong. Until he steers me wrong with that nor'easter.
And you like them a little more or a little less, depending on what their forecast is. It's going to be sunny for the weekend. Oh, I love this guy. It's like all rain, maybe Sunday afternoon, the sun will peak. Screw this
guy. I still like how the news anchor, you know, will blame the weatherman for the weather. If he said, you know, cold front, oh, come on, Tom. Yep, it's coming in here. Like it's if he decides that he doesn't want it to be as cold, or, you know, the winds aren't as bad that he could somehow, you know, manipulate that. Yes, he.
I just like that the local news guy is the rock star of the bunch, where it's like, you know, you have like an anchor at the desk and they're here to give you the news. But first, we've got to get to the weather. Scott's waiting here to do whatever. And in comes Scott with the weather. And you're like, okay, here comes. And then they got to get to him three times in a half hour because that's what everybody's waiting for.
Don't go anywhere. We'll check in with Scott one more time.
Scott's got the weather. What's happening this weekend? You're going to want to stick around for this.
Super Doppler radar.
Come on, Scott. 4 weekends in a row of blustery conditions. What's going on?
You know, I hate to tell you. I hate to tell you, but it's going to snow again.
Oh, come on, Scott. I also like when they're doing a promo during a football game, that coming up after the game, and it'll be, you know, Sally and Tom and Skippy, and they're throwing the football around. Coming up after the game, we'll have a recap here. Live local late breaking. Yes, Marv?
And it's your local affiliate. So if it's NBC or CBS, your local affiliate, after the big game, you know, so-and-so's news coming up right here with Scout's Honor. What do you have on sports, Scout? Or whatever.
Scout's Honor.
I like that. I'd watch that.
Yeah. Of course you would. It's local news.
Flip the football over to Betty, who's, you know, got your back, you know, if you've got a suit.
Yes, Paul.
When you guys were all kids, the local weatherman, newscaster, sports reporter were the famous people in your town. No matter, even if you're we were in Chicago, which is a big city, but there weren't the celebrities you could actually maybe run into. There's a guy, a weatherman named Tom Skilling in Chicago's forever. I remember we were at a restaurant, my family, I was like 13. There's Tom Skilling. And we all were like, oh my gosh, should we bother Mr. Skilling? My mom's like, don't bother Mr. Skilling. And I'm like, he's a weatherman, and you're excited to see him. We all went over and got his autograph.
Yes, Seton.
I remember along the same lines, there was in New York City on the NBC affiliate, there was a guy named Chuck Scarborough.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Might still be doing it.
Yeah, I think
and
so.
And one year, my dad got tickets to the Big East tournament, and we were about 5 rows ahead of Chuck Scarborough, and I was like, yo. My dad scored the best tickets there. Chuck Scarborough's like way back there.
Sue Simmons was sitting in front of you, so it all balanced out.
I remember when I was not working in New York, but I'd heard of Chuck Scarborough. And then it's like the dashing Chuck Scarborough. And I remember turning on the news when I got to New York. I was staying at the Downtown Athletic Club where they used to give out the Heisman. And I remember turning on Channel 4. I'm like, there's Chuck Scarborough. That's who I want to be. I'm going to be Chuck Scarborough. He's been doing it for probably 40 years, maybe? Yes, Marvin.
Yeah, you go to the local Ames in Glastonbury, Connecticut. Oh my God, Gayle King. Oh my goodness, I can't.
Well, you won't see her there now.
No. In 1994, yes.
Yeah, she was live, local, and late-breaking. Yes, Paul.
When I was bartending in New York, there was a weathercaster there named Mr. G.
Oh, yeah.
You guys know
was
him.
Was it Kenny? Wait.
Mr. G.
Okay.
Herb Jakovsky, yeah.
Very popular local weatherman. Yeah. He's been there forever. And he came into the bar one time, and he put his credit card down to buy some drinks for him and his friends, and his credit card said Mr. G.
I like it.
That's legit.
There was a guy, Storm Fields.
Storm Fields.
Yeah.
When you're born, Frank Field, then his son Stormfield took over. That was a big father-son act.
Yeah. Frank Fields, Stormfields. What's the music selection tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're going with Dead Lead Singers.
Why are we going Dead Lead Singers?
The very well-known Shane McGowan. He was the lead singer of a band called The Pogues, a Celtic punk rock band out of Ireland. He passed away yesterday. And he's a pretty well-known guy. And great band.
All right.
And we're going to do favorite songs from Dead Lead Singers. Too soon?
Well, I guess if you pick a Pogues song, then it might be too soon. Okay. But I was wondering, could we do musicians born in the month of December? I don't know if that excites you, but if I said Britney Spears, if I said Greg Allman, Little Richard, Christina Aguilera, Jim Morrison, Keith Richards, John Denver, Andy Williams, DMX, Bette Midler, Donna Summer, Eddie Vedder.
You're hitting it right there. How about dead singers born in December?
Beautiful. Because
you hit seven of them right there.
Okay.
It's cold. They're cold.
All right.
And it'd be fun to go from DMX to John Denver into
Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Jimmy Nikki Sixx. Oh no, he's still alive, isn't he?
Technically,
although he died.
He did die.
Hey, it's Nikki. I'm dead. First thing I did when I came back to life, left a new voicemail on my phone. Hey, it's Nikki. I'm dead. Leave a message.
Daughtry. Oh no, he's still alive.
His career is,
Damn.
Wow. Whoa, damn. Wow. He's unfair.
Let me see if there's anybody else in here.
It's just jokes. I don't want to get the Daughtry axe after me.
Oof. Yeah, you don't want a piece of that. A couple of phone calls in here.
Wait, hold on.
What?
So are we going Dead Lead Singers, right?
Born in December.
Dead December lead singers.
So Freddie Mercury, I don't know when his birthday was, but he's a dead lead singer.
Yeah, but he's not in December, so you can't use Freddie Mercury. You have to be born in December. You know how this works, Mark?
I'm not even playing this game.
What if you died? How about if you died in December? Can you loophole that one?
If you want.
All right, thanks.
Freddie Mercury dead November 24th, 1991. Whoa. Just missed the cutoff.
Ooh.
Round up.
Sorry, Freddie.
Sorry.
You guys are going to be furious with me tomorrow.
Why?
Because it's going to be something like that. Well, he almost died in December.
I might be furious with you right now.
Sorry.
All right. We'll get some phone calls in here. So we have music tomorrow, and it's Meat Friday, by the way. Special treat for you guys. Special treat for you guys, Meat Friday tomorrow. Yeah. I'm not joking. Also, Hollywood royalty, Kurt Russell, is going to join us with his son, Wyatt Russell.
Kurt Russell.
He played Herb Brooks, Miracle. He has been acting probably 50 years. He's the computer wore tennis shoes, if you're old enough to remember that. Escape from L.A., Escape from New York.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah. Yes, Pauline?
Yeah, Kurt Russell was a Disney actor back in his youth.
Yeah.
He used to do lots of TV shows and movies, like The Boy Who with the Computer Brain, The World's Strongest Man.
Yeah.
Back when we were little, he was a household name.
Big deal.
I don't think we've had Kurt Russell on the show.
We have not?
Wow.
Oh, no, I thought we did when Miracle came out. And for some reason, I thought we were at the Super Bowl in Houston.
I thought maybe we had him on years ago, like once.
I don't know.
I thought we had him on, but he plays Herb Brooks. And he was also in a movie called Used Cars back in the early 80s.
A great, campy 80s comedy. It's fantastic.
Yeah. We'll have Kurt Russell on. He's with his son, Wyatt, who's a big fan of the show. Wyatt has been on the show a couple of times, and they'll be on tomorrow. They have a show on Apple TV Plus. Right, Todd?
That is correct.
Thank you, Todd.
Monarch Legacy of Monsters.
Okay.
Playing on Apple TV Plus on Friday.
Barry in Santa Fe. Hi, Barry. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, chat row, and good morning, fellas. except for Seton.
Wow.
Buddy, we sat down and broke bread, and you take joy in the Jets losing? I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed. You know, this whole take on Aaron Rodgers is kind of funny because, yeah, he loves publicity. Yeah, he's an egomaniac. And, yeah, he wants to come back. But he's also a world-class athlete. And their mindset is to do whatever it takes to get back. Meanwhile, he's painted as a jerk. Meanwhile, you have Travis Kelce, who has not met a camera or microphone that he doesn't like, and the whole egomaniacal family is just out there just yucking it up, and all of a sudden he's America's darling. Don't get it.
Well, he doesn't say anything controversial.
Well, that's the whole point, is that, this guy has not met the camera he doesn't like, and now we're subject to the whole damn family. Enough already. Sheesh.
Thank you, Barry. Yes. Yes, I see.
Barry's not letting this play out long enough for the backswing
backlash
of this pendulum.
Yes.
Where right now it's like, oh my God, Travis Kelce is the best thing. And somewhere in the next like month to 3 months, it's going to be like, good God, with this guy, he's going to say something stupid. Something weird is going to happen. Something is going to turn the tides of this, and people are going to get really sick of it on a massive scale.
On a global scale. Global scale.
Yeah. And then we're going to get the, while they remain friends, they are.
It was amicable.
Taking some time apart.
Amicable.
To focus on each other's
amicable uncoupling.
Needs.
And then we wait for the album to come out when she writes about Travis Kelce. Brendan in Pennsylvania. Hi, Brendan. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, buddy.
Big fan of the show. I have a possible poll question for you. So now the setup for this is over a 10-year span, if you have one choice, either your team wins the Super Bowl, but then you go 9 years not even making the playoffs, or you make it to the playoffs every year for 10 years, but you don't win the Super Bowl.
All right. I like that. I have my answer. Todd, I'll start with you. You can make the playoffs. You know what? Why don't we think about this? We'll take a break, and then we'll say, yeah, say, I think it's save it worthy.
Dot, dot, dot.
I think it's save it worthy. I do. Save it worthy. James Worthy's brother that nobody ever talks about.
Save it.
Nobody talks about him.
Yo, save it.
Great low post game.
What up, save it?
I remember him.
Yeah, he went to NC State, not North Carolina.
Get out of here, save it.
Yeah.
Get out of my room, save it.
Yeah. Let's take a break. We're back after this. Damn. I can't give this job up. We have too much fun.
Contract extension?
No. We already had one of those.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Dynasty the King. King.
What's good, y'all? It's your main man, Michael Smith, esteemed NFL analyst and certified fantasy football legend. Allow me to present to you your new favorite fantasy football podcast, The Dynasty Exchange, hosted by my first-round rookie picks, Davis, Dylan, and Josh, three guys who most definitely know their stuff. They're the co-commissioners of the coolest and most cutthroat dynasty league you'll ever come across, the Yacht Club. And now they're the co-hosts of the most elite. Now make that the definitive dynasty program in the game. It's dedicated to only the most devoted of diehards. The guys like me who can't stay off Sleeper and KTC. And trust me, you won't regret making the choice to follow their dynasty advice. Listen to Michael Smith Presents The Dynasty Exchange on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com. I don't know if it was tease-worthy, but a person in our audience said, here's a poll question, at least a potential one. Your team could be in the playoffs 10 consecutive years but not win a Super Bowl. Or your team is in the playoffs only to win the Super Bowl one year and they don't go back to the playoffs. Todd, what would you take? You got a Super Bowl or bust? Or you're in the playoffs 10 consecutive years.
I think I want that chip. I want that Super Bowl and not the tease of 10 years in a row of getting there and not finishing the job.
All right, Seton O'Connor.
I'll take the Super Bowl because even if you look at somehow it's a negative that Tom Brady's team made it to the playoffs for like 10 straight years. No Super Bowls. They didn't win anything.
Yeah.
So I'll take the Super Bowl.
Marvin?
I'm going through this right now as a 49ers fan, so I'll take the Super Bowl.
All right. Paulie?
I'm a Cubs fan and a Bears fan, Dan. I've done this.
You'll take the one and done. Yeah.
Lifetime.
Yeah. I don't know if you took it, but it was given to you. It's a one and done. Yeah. You got to win a Super Bowl. Absolutely. You don't want to be on that list of these teams didn't win a championship. You want to win that. What, Todd?
What if we made it a little more interesting and said your team gets to the playoffs 10 times, you're going to lose at least 7, but there's a possibility that you could win as many as 3.
No, we don't need to do that.
Who's going to take 10 years in a row of the playoffs over knowing you're going to get the Super Bowl? If you know going to the playoffs 10 times is going to result in not winning or getting
the Super Bowl. But that wasn't the question.
It's kind of an odd question and kind of obvious to me.
Greg McElroy, ESPN, ABC college football analyst and former quarterback. He won a national championship. And you ask him about it, he'd be happy to tell you how he led Alabama to that national championship. All by yourself, didn't you, Greg?
Yes, it was a one-man effort, because football often is, Dan, as you know.
You were like Cam when Cam was at Auburn.
Yeah, just like him. Absolutely. Could not be more comparable. Even in skill set, very similar.
Okay. Is there a downside to the portal, transfer portal?
There is. I think that there's probably more benefit to the teams than there is to the player. We celebrate the individual players that wind up in better situations. We celebrate those that leverage. I mean, the portal now in a lot of ways is used in a way that holdouts are used in the NFL to better your NIL situation. So guys will go in not expecting to leave, get re-upped, and then go back to school. So it's used as a leverage mechanism, but I don't think there's enough attention paid to the amount of guys that go in that actually never come out.
Yeah.
They go in and they don't have a home. So we're seeing somewhere in the vicinity of 20 to 25% of the college football players overall entering the portal on a yearly basis, and very few of them are ending up in better situations than the one they departed. And ultimately, they end up having to walk on to places, taking on student debt, and that's not ideal. So that's the underbelly and the part that no one wants to talk about, but there is some good in there as well.
Why is Deion losing recruits?
Well, a couple of days ago, about a week ago or so, he came out and said that you'll make money here in the NIL world if you come here and prove it. But we're not going to be the type of school that's going to front load the NIL packages. And I think there was a response to that, and people are kind of connecting the dots. I think it's more about the way they finished and some of the staff turnover that they've experienced. They just lost their offensive coordinator. Well, he was their offensive coordinator. He was demoted midseason, and now he's the head coach at San Diego State. That's Sean Lewis. So that, I think, might have played a role as well. But, I mean, they lost six of the last seven and didn't look great in the process. So I think some of it's momentum-based, and some of it might have to do with what Deion said is related to NIL, and some of it might have to do with staff continuity.
Okay, but how sustainable is this for Deion Sanders? He was the Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year. Just named him that. Sustainable of what he's doing in Colorado, in your opinion?
I think it's sustainable in a sense that he's still going to be a hot topic of conversation. I think it's sustainable in the new conference that he's moving into. That's the Big 12 next year. He obviously is well known around the country, but he's really well known and really well respected in the state of Texas, where that's kind of the heart of the Big 12, the new Big 12. So I think that could be beneficial. And we have to also keep in mind, now I'm not going to say that they had a great year. They overachieved on their Vegas win total by a half game. And they needed two pretty remarkable upsets to be able to even pull that off. That one against TCU, when they had the surprise element on their side in week one, when no one knew what they were going to do offensively or defensively. So TCU really didn't know what they were doing. They were kind of preparing for ghosts. But I still think progress was made this year, way more significant as far as their competitiveness in year number one than they were in the year before. So I think it's sustainable in the sense that they're going to continue to be a problem for teams, but are they going to take on the college football world and just show you the new frontier? I don't know if I necessarily am going to go down that rabbit hole at the moment.
All right, tell me why Jim Harbaugh should leave Michigan and why he should stay.
Well, there's a million reasons why he should stay. There's also a million reasons why he should leave. Should leave and will leave are very different things. I think that you go to the NFL. I mean, we fire coaches in the NFL after 10 games. Owner doesn't like you, you're out. We found that out all too often with what's gone on in Carolina the last couple of years. But there's a million examples of guys that have gotten less than 2 years. Right now, he could stay at Michigan for as long as he wants. And I think they got a real chance to win the national championship this year. And they match up pretty well against every team that might make the college football playoff. I think they look like they're in a pretty good spot to handle their business this weekend and maybe even become the number one overall seed, depending on what happens with Georgia and Alabama in the SEC championship. So I think there's more reasons to stay than there are to go. But Jim Harbaugh is a competitive guy, almost to a point where it might even be considered a character flaw. But I don't necessarily see it that way. But he lost to his brother and had it at the 5-yard line going in. And I would imagine that's something that eats at him probably every day. So the opportunity to get back and kind of right the wrongs of what went down this last time in San Francisco, I I wouldn't be shocked if he took one. But I think he's going to take the right one. I mean, there's been rumors every year that he's going to go. It's been Indianapolis, it's been Minnesota, it's been Vegas, it's been Denver. I mean, I thought he might take all four, and he hasn't yet. So if the right one presents itself with a quality quarterback and a good situation with draft picks, I could see him definitely taking one.
Greg McElroy, he was the quarterback of Alabama when they won the national title in 2010. He works for the Mothership. He has the Always College Football podcast on ESPN. Florida State is without its best player. If you're the committee, let's say Florida State wins, beats Louisville, do they pass the eye test without having their best quarterback? Because that you want the four best teams in the playoffs. Would Florida State be one of the four best teams in America?
Well, Dan, it's I know what the committee tells us, right? But they have not saying what you expect it to be and actually doing it are two very different things. They have not put in the four best teams multiple times. Now, we haven't had drama in our sport since 2018. That was the last time we had drama on Selection Day. So it's been a while. It's been pretty cut and dry, chalky, four teams that are really qualified with an outlier that might be able to make their way in. So it's been pretty easy to digest since 2018. The last time, though, in 2018, Ohio State was left out. They were lost by 29 points. To Purdue that year. They were 12-1 Big Ten Conference title champions. They were left out in favor of Oklahoma, who lost by 3 earlier in the season to Texas and avenged that loss. So it was pretty understandable that Oklahoma be in over Ohio State, but that was really the last controversial decision. But if it was really the four best, and here's where I have a problem with it, Dan. I know you – look, you are like me. Like, you love sports, and you want to see the best and most competitive environments. I do too, and I don't want to see blowouts in the semifinal games of the national championship. That's bad for the sport. But if we're really going to go with the four best, then why don't we just let the NFL scouts tell us who the four best are? But why don't we let Vegas give us their power ratings, and here's the four best, and we just play a 15-way round robin because these teams have the most pros. If you're going four best, then you're probably going to go some combination of Bama, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, Texas. Those teams have the most pros. But that's not what it should be about. I mean, we, in our sport, more than any others, the regular season has to matter. I mean, it's our strongest attribute is our regular season. Our postseason has been a mess for forever. And people have, I think, been turned off by the sport because of the postseason structure, whether it was when they voted for championships or it was just two and now it's four and they think good teams can still make it. I mean, the NFL regular season is elite because of fantasy and all these other amazing things that we follow. But the NFC South is going to get a team in the playoff. Should they? Absolutely not. That's not one of the eight best teams, 10, 15, 16 best teams in the league.
And host
a playoff game against the team in the wild card that's probably better than them. So the NFL postseason structure is amazing, and it's easy to justify. It's easy to comprehend and consume. Ours is very difficult. That's why we're going to the 12 team, which would be good. But Florida State should get in. They did what was asked of them. They scheduled a difficult team at a conference. That would be LSU. They won that game by 21 points. And while they lost their quarterback, a team is more than one individual player. I mean, would anybody have picked the Patriots to win the Super Bowl against the greatest show on turf with Tom Brady? I mean, you never know what your backup quarterback might do when given the opportunity. So there have been a bunch of examples of backup quarterbacks, even in the NFL, that have gone on and have great careers. Tony Romo, Brady, a million others that have been thrust into the spotlight and end up being better than their predecessors. So I don't know if Tate Rodemaker is going to be that for Florida State. Probably not. But who am I to judge what that team should be able to do moving forward? They should make it in my opinion.
Give me the surprise this weekend.
Oh, I think Bama's going to beat Georgia. I really do. I think they match up really well. And Georgia is excellent. They're really good. And they have an elite quarterback. And Dan, you'll be talking about this guy for a long time. Carson Beck's going to make a lot of money at the next level. I think he is, at worst, third, fourth best prospect coming out. And it's only because he just doesn't have that much tape. But I think he's right there alongside Drake May and Caleb Williams. I think he's that good. So he's unbelievable. They have great weapons on the perimeter. Brock Bowers, a tight end. Ladd McConkey is their number one receiver, but he's been a little banged up this year. They've had a few guys banged up offensively. But the problem with Georgia is their defense is just not what it was. I mean, when you think Georgia, you're thinking, oh, my gosh, like the last 2 years, they are unbelievable on the defensive side. They've been gassed for 200 multiple times on the ground this year.
Yeah.
Auburn did it. Bama has elite speed and good offensive line, a quarterback that can really hurt you. Georgia's 112th in the country on yards given up on zone reads, which is nuts to me. A Georgia defense giving up 6 yards per carry on zone read. That's nuts. So I think Bama actually matches up really well. And Georgia now is riding a 29-game win streak, and I think it might come to an end on Saturday afternoon.
You played for Nick Saban. What kind of pep talk do you think he'll have coming up this weekend?
Well, when I was playing, we've been doing the show together I've been on a guest with you guys for 14 years. I would have probably gotten something along the lines of "Don't screw it up." That would have been the message to me at quarterback.
So there's no rah rah. There's no fire and brimstone. Win one for the Gipper.
Well, I'd love to tell you that there was. He's kind of the same guy. And that's why I think the team is so steady. He doesn't ramp it up for specific games. I mean, what you get when you're playing Chattanooga is the same as what you'll get from Arkansas, is the same as what you'll get in the pregame leading up to Georgia. Everyone else, he doesn't need to energize his team. He knows how to press the buttons. If anything, he wants to kind of bring them down a little bit because they're probably going to be on edge. Yeah. The biggest game they've had all year. It's probably going to be a little ramped up, maybe a little emotional. He's probably going to bring them down to earth just a little bit this week and kind of, hey, calm. We're going to be fine. Just execute the plan. Do your job. That's been the message kind of leading into the game. So you would expect him tossing tables and, like Lou in Major League, where he's flipping tables and stuff. It's not really how he is. He's not banging lockers. If anything, he's trying to meet you in the middle because you're already going to be ramped up. So I think he's the best at what he does and being able to kind of keep things consistent. And that's why his team has performed so beautifully in games like this. He's 10-1 in SEC championship games in his career. 10-1, which is really insane.
I just can't imagine your coach as you're getting ready to go out, play for a national championship. Hey, McElroy, don't screw it up. All right, let's go get
that. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll be honest with you. If I were in his shoes, I would have probably said the same thing.
Great to talk to you,
Don't
Greg.
Don't screw it up.
Greg. Yeah. Thanks
Always
for joining us, buddy.
You,
all right. That's Appreciate Greg McElroy. It, works for the Mothership. He was part of Georgia Tech broadcast. He'll be calling the Big 12 title game, Oklahoma State in Texas. That'll be noon Eastern. A couple of phone calls in here. Danny in Naples. Danny, what's on your mind today?
Quick question. Caught me off guard. Sorry. Paulie, get that thing authenticated. A buddy of mine spent thousands on a jersey for Jerry Rice. I am an artist. I did a portrait of Jerry, met him in a bar in Montana. He signed an autographed copy for me, gave him the original. My buddy's like, "Oh, that's a fake." I'm like, "Well, I've watched him sign it. I'm pretty sure it's real. How's yours?" So he's got the certification of inauthenticity, so you know.
Yeah, because Paulie was looking at bidding on Walter Payton's shoulder pads, but he's finding out that they might not be. It's in question right now if those are really Walter Payton's shoulder pads. Let's see. Keno in Newport Beach. Hey, Keno.
Hey, long time, second time. 5'11", before the holidays, 200 pounds. I have a top 5 reason why Russell Wilson hasn't called into the show.
Okay.
Number 5, he's waiting for permission from Coach Payton.
Okay.
Number 4, he's waiting for an NIL deal.
Okay.
Number 3, he's waiting for his wife to write the next song.
Okay.
Number 2, he's waiting for Peyton Manning's next quarterback camp for tips on how to win in Denver.
And number one reason why Russell Wilson hasn't called into the show.
He's waiting for Fritzy to support him again by purchasing a new Russell Wilson jersey.
Okay. Thank you, Keno. Todd, you don't have a Russell Wilson jersey.
I do not. I have a shirt that says Danger Russ, and I got my son a Wilson jersey, but I have not personally bought a Russell Wilson jersey.
So you haven't bought in to Russell Wilson.
I guess you can kind of say that, but as soon as we see how things play out, maybe I'll buy one.
Well, they're in the hunt.
The main thing is, for once he comes on, I will definitely get one.
Okay. I think you have to buy in next week, or you can't buy in.
Okay? Me personally or anybody? Yeah. That's
no, you with Russell
if
Wilson.
If they get to 6 wins in a row and take down the Texans in Houston and C.J. Stroud get to 7-5,
you've
got to believe.
But are you going to buy? You going to buy a jersey?
I will strongly consider. Those things are a couple hundred bucks. I got to see where this team
You've
goes.
Spent, you know, money on stupid things before.
I really have.
Yeah. All right. Last call for phone calls. What we learned. What's in store tomorrow. We're back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com. The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV. Last call for phone calls. What we learned. What's in store tomorrow? Busy show tomorrow. Busy show. Tiger Woods teeing off here soon. Maybe he's already teed off. He's in the Bahamas. It's the Hero World Challenge. That'll be today at 1:30 Eastern on Golf Channel and Peacock. Let's write the headline off tonight's game. Todd, write tomorrow's headline today. Cowboys, Seahawks.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think you've used that before.
Did I?
Yeah. Do it again.
Dak's what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Dak's what I'm talking.
Seton, try to top that.
Something about the Lone Star. Like CeeDee Lamb has breakout performance. Mm. Lone Star.
Mm. Okay.
Because he's carrying that team.
I love CeeDee Lamb.
Yep. It's my guy.
How about Lamb Chops up the Seahawks? Lamb Chop?
Like that
chop.
Puppet.
Yeah. Lamb Chop. Little Lamb Chop. Mm.
Yeah, just like that puppet. Remember that?
Yeah, nobody remembers that Lamb Chop. Marvin, how about you?
Where have all the Cowboys gone?
Oh.
Seahawks upset the Cowboys at home.
Who sings that?
Paula Cole. One of the five greatest artists who ever lived.
What?
Facetious.
Yes, very much so.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I had somebody say that they were just trying to be defecating. They were saying something, and I go, wait, what are you trying to do? And
self-defecating?
Self-defecating. And I go, not here. And he didn't realize it. At Crappensburg State, we're self-defecating.
There was once a kid in high school. He was wearing a Band-Aid on his face, and he was like, "No, I got stitches. And everybody's like, "Nah, dude, you don't have stitches. Take your Band-Aid off. We think you're lying." He's like, "Bro, don't." Like, kids were trying to get it. He's like, don't. I got K-O-Pectate on it. Don't. Yeah. That's like diarrhea medicine. Yeah. Bro, don't. I got K-O-Pectate on it, man. Don't take it off.
Paulie, tomorrow's headline today.
Get up and cheer. The Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl. That's actually how it's going to sound about. Get up.
Okay.
We're going to tell you why Dak is back. They beat an average Seahawks team. Let's overreact.
Oh, boy. Over under 8.5 for tonight. C.D. Lamb over under yards, receiving yards. 84.5. How about Dak Prescott over under passing yards? This according to DraftKings. Marvin, tonight over under Dak Prescott.
260.
All right, Paulie.
Oh man, I'll go 281.
Todd.
247.
Seton.
174.5.
283.5. 283.5.
Nailed it.
Yeah, Paulie closest to the pin. Couple of phone calls in here. Final results of the poll question. Seton,
banger.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you rooting for Aaron Rodgers to come back this season? 37% of the audience are indifferent. 33%, no. No, they're not. And only 30%, yes, they are rooting for him to come back.
Okay.
How about that?
A little bit more equally divided than I thought.
It's one of our better polls.
Yeah. Tomorrow, it'll be dead singers in the month of December.
We're not doing ones that were born. No. In December, now we're doing ones that died in December?
They died in December.
Yeah, died in December, yes.
Good grief.
All right, if you want to do born in December.
No.
Dead in December.
Dead in December, yeah.
Sounds like the name of an album.
Happy Holidays.
Dead-cember.
Hold on. This started, I said dead lead singers. We just went 18 different places.
No, we're going.
So what are we starting? So
it's dead-cember. It's dead-cember.
Todd wanted to do people born December 1st or born in December. You wanted to do people that just died or that are dead, so we combine them.
It's a little combo platter, Marvin. Yes, Paul.
So if you're a famous lead singer that's still alive, you have 24 hours to become part of the contest. Just throwing it out there.
This day in sports history, what do you have for me?
After that one. ABC's Brian song premiered in 1971. I can't even finish the read.
I love Brian Bigelow.
This is a great one. In 1992, the video NFL Country by various artists was certified gold. It was a country singer would sing like Alan Jackson with Peyton Manning, and it became a thing. Mm. And let's see. Oh, 1993, the NFL awarded the 30th franchise to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
By the way, the kick six on this date, 2013. Who was the person who had the kick six, 109 yards, final play, gave Auburn the win against Alabama? Paulie?
Chris Davis.
Bloop. How about this? This player rushed for 221 yards, including a 91-yard touchdown on this date. We just mentioned him on our snoreboard, Bo Jackson. Vincent Edward Bo Jackson, Jr. III. Is he 61 years of age, Todd?
He is 61 today.
Bo Jackson cannot be 61.
Can't be correct.
I'm going to say wrong. Can't be. Can I get a second source on that?
I'm looking two places. It says born November 30th, 1962.
Can that make him 61 now?
Jeez.
Okay.
How about that?
All right. I apologize. By the way, on this date in 2012, this team was fined $250,000, NBA. Marvin, on this date, 2012, David Stern fines this team $250,000. What for? If you said the San Antonio Spurs didn't bring Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, and Danny Green to Miami for the final game of a six-game road.
Load management.
Yeah, it was. That was the start of load man. What a load of...
Wasn't that the national TV game?
I believe so.
And they were like, David Stern was like, wait, what?
Yeah. Ooh, man. Let's see. So we got Meat Friday tomorrow. We have Kurt Russell and his son, Wyatt Russell. Little Hollywood. I mean, that's old Hollywood with Kurt Russell. And Michael Vick is joining us tomorrow.
And Sean Salisbury.
And Sean Salisbury. Thank you, Todd.
Fun times.
Yeah. Todd's going to be, it's Friday Fritzy. We got three guests tomorrow.
God.
Yeah, oh, God.
That's my line. What did you learn today, Toddler?
Seton accurately reminds us the Magic are kind of like a high-end G League team. You start your career there only to move on.
No offense, please. Seton O'Connor, what'd you learn?
Albert Breer, nice guy reporter.
Yeah.
He's a nice measured take
positive,
on everything.
Positive.
Yeah, come on, guys. We don't root positive. Against
people. Marvin, what'd you learn today?
Greg McElroy, he won a national title by himself.
Yeah. Paulie?
I'd love to hear a Nick Saban pregame speech.
Yeah, it'd be something like this. Hey, go out there and don't screw up. Thanks for joining us. We're going to try to do better tomorrow. Have a great day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.